Sagt die Mishnah, Meseches Ksubis, Mishnah Dalet, Perakei, Mishnah Dalet. Hamaktish Masa Yedei Ishtoi. If a person is Maktish, the Maisa Yedayim of his wife. Harezo Oysa V'Oicheles. She works and she eats from her work. And the Gemara explains that a woman can say to her husband, even though her husband has a chiyuv to feed her, Eini nizaynis ve'eini oisa. So if she says, don't feed me, and I won't work for you, then her work is hers. So she can work for herself, and her ma'aseh yadayim are not in her husband's reshus at all. The Gemara explains that ma'aseh yadayim go to the husband, tachas mizaynoseho. Now, what about the mizaynos, the ma'aseh yadayim that are above what he has to feed her? So those ma'aseh yadayim are also the husband's, because there is another, we'll see in Mishnah Tess, there is another requirement. Not only does he have to feed her, but he has to give her a ma kesef for her use. He gives every week a ma kesef that she should use. And therefore, keneged the ma kesef is the additional ma'aseh yadayim. That schus goes to the husband because of the ma kesef. So the first part of the Mishnah is talking where she says, "Eini nizaynus ve'eini oisa." Don't give me anything, and I won't work for you. I'll work for myself. Therefore, she's harezu oisa ve'eichelas. The second part of the Mishnah we're going to start right now, hamoiser, that which is above her mizaynus. This is talking about the case where he doesn't give her a more kesef. If he doesn't give her a more kesef, so then the moiser is not his, but he was makdishit anyway. Since he was makdishit, so at that point, her ma'aseh yadayim above her regular ma'aseh yadayim are not his either. However, the case over here is the following. She worked, and then she died. Her husband yarshins her. And if her husband yarshins her, therefore, in that case, the question is, was the hektish effective because it was a davar shaloi bolo oilam when he was makdashit? And that's the basis of the machlekes. So the first part of the mission is talking that the woman said, ain't in his oinus for any isa, and therefore she can work and nothing goes to the husband. The second case is hamoiser, that which is left over. And why is it left over? Because it's above that amount, because he did not give her a ma'a kesef, therefore really it's hers. However, she died. So when he was makdish adavish aloi bala oilam, but now it's bala oilam. Reb Meir Omer hektish. You could be makdish adavish aloi bala oilam, and therefore it is hektish, and he has to give it to hektish. Reb Yochanan Asandla Omer chulin. Reb Yochanan Asandla says it's chulin, and this meiser that falls to him, be Yerusha, is chulin and not hektish, because a person can't be makdish adavish aloi bala oilam. And the reason why the Mishnah discusses something that is only the hektish of Meiser and doesn't discuss the hektish of the actual Mezainos, because the chiddush over here is that even according to Reb Meir, even on Meiser, it blibes hektish. But certainly if he's makdish, a regular Meiser Yadayim, and they fall to her, they will also fall to him, the Yerusha, that will also, according to Reb Meir, will also become hektish. And the halacha is like Reb Yochanan Hasandler. Mishnah Hey. Elu melachos she'isa isha oisa lebaila. These are melachos that a woman has a responsibility, a chiyuv to her husband, as part of the marriage contract. She has to bring certain melachos she has to do for her husband. The first thing is toichenes. She grinds with a rechayim shel yad. She has to create she has to be taken, she has to grind the grain, the oifa, and she bakes, umichabeses, and she washes the clothing, mivasheles, she cooks, umenika es bino, and she has to nurse the child, her child. She does not have to nurse any other children of his. Matzaas loy hamita, she sets the bed with pillows and blankets and makes the bed. The oisa batsemer, she has to work in spinning and working the wool. Hechnisa lo shifcha achas. Let's say she comes into the marriage as part of her dowry, she brings a shifcha with her. So if she only has one shifcha, she doesn't have to lo teichenes v'lo mechabeses. The work of teichen, oifa, and mechabeses she doesn't have to do. Shtayim, if she brought two shifchos, einem mevasheles v'einem menika as bina. She doesn't have to do bishul, and she doesn't have to be menik as bina. Shalosh, Eina matza'as loy hamita. If she brings in three shvachos, she does not have to make the bed. The eina oisa batzemer, she doesn't have to work the wool. Arba yosheves bekatedra. Four, all she has to do is she sits bekatedra, she sits bemenucha l'derech hanashim hachashuvos. And even the malachas ketana she doesn't do. However, the Gemara explains that even though she doesn't have to do any of these malachas, but she does have to do the malachas of chiba. These malachas are work malachas, but the malachas of chiba, like being ma'izik and makais, that she does not have to do. Rabbi Leza Omer, afilu hechnisa loy meya shvachos. Rabbi Leza says, even if she brought in 100 shvachos, kaifa lasos batzemer, she still has to do the work of the tzemer. Why? Not because he needs the work, but shehabatola mivia lidei zima. Batola brings a woman to, if she doesn't do anything, it'll bring her to znus. It'll bring her to pritzus. Even if a person makes a neder that his wife cannot do malacha, he doesn't allow her to do malacha, yoytzi v'yitein ksubasa. He has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Shehabatola mevia lidei shiamum. Batola brings to shiamum. And Rashi says shiamum means shigoyin. It makes her crazy.